close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, we're super pumped to be talking about today's reality check because, honey, it's all about going to the Mediterranean seas and enjoying life with Captain Sandy.
Yes, I love it. It's so beautiful, like the shots and everything do the above shot. Oh, my gosh.
To live a life as a captain, like Captain Sandy, the only female, by the way, doing her thing, being a lady boss on Below Deck. It's true. I mean, it's just must be amazing to have that kind of career.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just she really does take charge, but I like how she takes charge.
Mm-hmm. Because she don't mess around.
She doesn't. Mm-hmm. But it's fair. I think it's fair.
It is fair.
Yeah.
So let's just dive deep into this. And real quickly, at the end of our conversation, Tracy and I are going to spill some major tea on a huge reality star that is going to be joining us next Thursday. We are so excited. We just are like in awe because we just love this person so much.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know who that is. All right. So let's dive deep into Below Deck. Okay. All right. So it first off shows this conversation between Malia, who's the head lady, honey, on the deck, mm-hmm. of course, because she's the bosun, and Captain Sandy. And she basically tells Captain Sandy, listen, I am so sick and tired of Pete calling me sweetie, mm-hmm. sweetheart, and all that. And of course, what does Captain Sandy say?
I hate that. Mm-hmm. Let's get the guys in here and talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she gets on her little walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. It's probably not what it is, but whatever. And she tells the deck crew to come in and see Captain Sandy. Now, the guys, they know now something's up. They're probably in trouble. So they walk on in. There's Malia. There's Captain Sandy. And it just is thrown at their face. Captain Sandy like throws it down. Hey, listen, guys. I am not your sweetie. I am not your sweetheart. I'm not your friend. I'm your captain. And the same goes for Malia.
Yes. I love her. She was like, I am your boss. And you would never call a man a sweetheart.
That's right.
So she was great. She was right to the point. Hey, it's disrespectful. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm your boss. So.
And I like how Malia, you know, good for her. Because she's a really sweet girl.
Yeah.
And even Captain Sandy says that you got this very sweetness to you, so the guys aren't going to get that
right.
when you allow them just to keep doing it. So I need to throw down the gavel. But then she stands up for herself and says, don't call me sweetheart, okay?
That's right.
I thought that was really sweet. So mainly this is going to Pete, obviously.
Right.
Because he's the dude, the douche, that says it all the time.
That's true.
So Tracy and I are going to spill some tea. You may not know this about Pete, but you should know because eventually you're going to be like, what's going on? So listen, Bravo effectively has cut ties with Pete for being extremely sexist and racist.
Yes.
Tracy, you want to tell him?
Yeah. So they found a post that he did of a woman chained up. Mm-hmm. And it was an African-American woman. And he posted some misogynistic and racist things on the post.
Right.
And so they dug that up and they have let him go. They are trying to edit him out right now. But it did seem like last night he was on a lot of the episode.
Yeah, he was definitely still very much in it. He's in the credits, but that's what they are doing. Bravo is doing the post producing. They are editing him out as much as they can.
Yeah.
So eventually he'll just be gone.
Yes.
And there'll be nothing left of him. And we know this, that Bravo is bringing it down, honey, when it comes to Vanderpump. Four of the cast members have been fired due to racism and himself. The Instagram photo is very repulsive to me.
Yes, it is. He's just, it's terrible. It's awful. I don't see where it's a joke. And I heard that he responded something like, I'm not racist. I would date a black woman or something like that.
Well, and we've chatted about this because Tracy and I were on a podcast last week. And that's what we talked about. There are people that are totally into, of course, being chained up. That is a real thing. That's
right.
A fetish.
Yeah.
And even Tracy, you said, because, you know, being a black woman, you said this could just be a fetish, but this could be also being this as well.
Well, it's such a sensitive climate right now. The timing is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if I didn't know about this post and I happened to see it, I believe I would be offended by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was offended by it. I think it's extremely disturbing.
Because I think he was trying to steer the narrative saying it's a person that happens to be up in a chain. Like, why are you making this a racial issue? But yeah, it would bother me as an African-American and as a woman.
And as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not smart on his part.
No, he's not the brightest guy.
He's not, obviously.
Let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's funny how right after this conversation, the guys go out on the front deck and Pete's like, who's calling her sweetie? Who's calling her sweetie? And the guys are like, dude, or actually Malia's like, are you serious right now?
Right.
He had no idea he was calling her sweetheart.
Or did he? I couldn't tell. Like if he was just, he had to know that it was him. He was like, so who's been calling Captain Sandy sweetie, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you talking? Are you serious? Like you've been calling it to me.
That's right. Yeah. He goes, well, that's just my nature. I'm a country boy from Virginia. That's just how I was brought up.
He's a jerk.
He's like, yeah.
I've met a lot of country boys and they are much more respectful than he is. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. How about that beautiful picnic at the historical cathedral in Palma?
Okay. I love that. I thought that was amazing. Mm. It was just beautiful. I think they did a great job. I love the kids. The kiddos were adorable.
Aren't they cute? So yes. The high profile person is Roy Orbison Jr. So this is Roy Orbison's son. And of course, his adorable grandkids are on this yacht. Hence why they can afford to be on it because his dad was Roy.
Right.
A lot of money to be had. But yeah, they just adorable little ones for sure.
Yeah. No, they were super cute and they seemed to really get along with everybody, like with the whole crew and everything. Mm-hmm. I just loved it.
And then I like how Kiko made a quiche.
Yes.
For this fabulous event. And then Captain Sandy said, you made him a quiche. Are you serious? You made them a quiche.
Ooh.
That's what you're giving them? She don't mess.
She doesn't mess around. And you're starting to see, because I even saw her say like, okay, like, you know, the food that he makes is really great. But as a chef on a yacht like this, you got to know how to make everything.
That's right. It's a super yacht.
It's a super yacht.
And then the fabulous Captain Sandy, because we love her so much. Yeah. She walks down to the laundry room where Jessica is. And she's like, what's up with this? What is up with this mess in my laundry room?
Okay, so Jessica's going to be next, don't you think?
What, to leave?
Yeah, they're not getting along with her. Hannah's not getting along with her now.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's quite funny.
All of a sudden, they miss Lara now.
Okay, I do not miss Lara.
I don't either.
Oh, my gosh. But it was funny. Captain Sandy's like, this is a super yacht. We're not a bunch of slobs. So this and that, you better get that turned upside down, honey, because I better not walk back in and see clothes everywhere. They need to be primped. They need to be pressed. They need to be folded and put away.
Get it, girl.
Get it.
But the thing is, that's so again, funny. I mean, I love that she is a great leader because it's fair. You have some leaders that will just like lead and say things because their ego.
For
I
don't
ever get that from Captain Sandy. It's like valid.
And she's super caring. She really does love her, you know, her coworkers, the people that work for her. Mm-hmm. But again, don't mess around. Don't make her mad. Someone that is extremely mad, though, is Miss Hannah. When she finds out who Captain Sandy has decided to bring on to replace Lara. Take a listen to this.
We've been working very hard to get a strong second, Stu. And it just so happens someone that you've worked with before and you've worked with before is available. It's Bugsy. She's going to join us. So you're going to have support on the interior. We're going to toast to that because she's going to be amazing.
Hannah, you don't look happy. What's that face?
It's a good thing, Hannah. Come on now.
Who's Bugsy?
Who's Bugsy? I don't know if you saw last season. This woman and Hannah totally do not like each other. It was unreal to see how many times Bugsy would confront her, which, again, Hannah is her boss.
Right.
It did not go well whatsoever.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say, I was with Kiko because I didn't see last season. So I was like, well, who's Bugsy? Oh, obviously, this is not good.
It's not.
So she goes from Lara to Bugsy now. So
Bugsy basically believes that she would be a better chief, Stu, than Hannah, and she lets her know that.
Okay.
And she always is telling her, no, you basically suck at what you do. You're not good at what you do, Hannah.
Yeah.
So
as she's like, do you remember, like, she's looking at these videos when she's in her bunk, like, to be a leader?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, it's really stressing her out.
It is stressing her out. She's, like, preparing herself because she knows she's going to have a meltdown.
Right. Which kind of makes sense now that we know, because in real time, she's pregnant, right? And she's...
Yeah, I don't know if she's pregnant during that time.
Right. But I'm saying, like, because she leaves or whatever.
Yeah, she eventually,
right.
She gets the gift that she wanted because she's like, I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life. I just want to be married and pregnant.
It's so interesting, though, to watch this because of how much stress people are really under. The staff,
Yeah.
It's really stressful. High stress situations. And then you can just see because they're understaffed right now, Hannah and Jess are just not getting along.
Mm-mm.
So.
Well, they must have done well because I think they got like a $19,000 tip.
Yeah, they did very well. Yeah.
High rollers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. That is Below Deck. Of course, we'll be talking about it next week. But if you are ready to get excited for someone that we absolutely love, take a listen to this great reality show.
This season on Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles.
The LA market is shifting, and it's not falling. It's stabilizing. And that's a good thing, because everybody knows, like, I like money.
This is bananas.
Check this out. Whoa. Right?
This is a 10 out of a 10.
This is the view you dream of when you think of living in LA.
LA is so big that even in a market of uncertainty, agents will do anything to get a listing.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm a Yankee Doodle do I die.
The Altman brothers are in search of an offer.
Let the games begin!
I always wanted my name in the sky.
Z-plane!
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
He loves me.
Altman and Flag on a co-list.
He didn't get away from me.
Altman and I have such different styles.
But both of us would do anything for a pop.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For more on Million Dollar Listing, go to bravotv.com.
Well, we are excited because Bravo, of course, when it comes to this fabulous show, is coming right here next Thursday because the lady boss herself, the only female to ever touch this franchise, is Tracy Tudor.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, I love this woman. She's fierce. Yes. She's gorgeous. She and for her to take us up on taking out of her busy schedule, making a whole bunch of money, because that's how she rolls, to come on our show is awesome.
It is literally unbelievable, Krista. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dream come true. I mean, you know, to reach out and have her actually respond and say, yes, I'd love to come on.
It was funny corresponding with her, because I'm just like, you know, and then, you know, she's out in another country enjoying the life of luxury. And, you know, I'm like, did you get her media kit? No, but I'll check back. I'm out of the country right now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So cool.
It's super cool. So yeah. Tracy Tudor, of course, the lady boss, the gorgeous woman herself from Million Dollar Listing LA, will be joining us next Thursday.
So nasty and so